What do one of the world's top food cities, a nationally celebrated zoo and science museum, and a Condé Nast Traveler Top 10 Best Big City in the Country have in common? Yes, it's Columbus. This isn't just a stop on the map. It's where award-winning flavors, unforgettable family moments, and big city buzz come together. Let's be honest, Columbus is turning heads. For top-of-the-line discoveries in your own backyard, visit experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
This is The Bench.
The Bench
on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
You're done. 10:01 ESPN 97.5. Here comes Lance rolling the chair out. Okay, that's what you will hear. The next sound that you will hear. Thank you.
Did you clean up your area so Joel doesn't have
yeah,
to?
Yeah, do we have to hear Joel every day?
Are you going
to
clean it
every
up?
Every day.
No, don't just use your hand.
No.
Just spray and wipe it down.
That's not sanitizing.
Joel, if you're listening, we're working for you, Joel. We're making sure you spray stuff down.
He's spraying stuff down. And he hates that you leave this microphone, headset on. But oh well. He's terrible at this.
And he's like,
he seems so, look how enthusiastic he is about it.
He's against it too. Like he shouldn't clean it. He shouldn't have to. Privileged.
Yeah.
Your privilege is showing, Lance.
Lance, have you ever washed something, cleaned anything? Right?
My wife says no, but I have.
What's his mother's name again?
Marsha.
It went from Marsha to... There's a bit of an in-between, which was someone we won't mention.
Right.
And then there's Nicole.
He's always had people... She who will never be mentioned.
Yeah. Voldemort.
Voldemort. Yeah. The name that will not be mentioned or said. And Nicole.
Right.
So he's always had someone taking care of him.
I'm not the cleanest, but I'm not the messiest. There's a lot of bad information out there about me being messy. And my office doesn't look... I mean, I don't feel like the office is a good representation. My office...
What do you mean?
It doesn't feel like a fair representation.
Oh, and look who's here to make sure you clean, too.
I cleaned. Everything's great. It's sanitized. Put a astronaut helmet on and Joel.
Did you wipe down your microphone?
What? Well, no.
What?
Here, I'll leave it on, too. You can hear it.
No. That's...
I can turn them off.
You can.
No, don't!
I turned him down. It's a little loud.
Keep it up, because that's really good radio. Him washing the microphone while it's on.
That's not how you. Why are you washing the head like that? Do you do that to other things?
Like you do.
I don't wash it like that.
You grab the undercarriage of the mic a lot.
No, I don't grab it.
No, you tickle it.
That's not a grab.
Stop doing that. Stop doing that. Okay.
I just object to you calling a grab.
Okay.
I call it a caress.
You do caress it.
Well, it's simply
them.
It's simply my way. It's my interpretive dance of when people call in and talk about how much they love you guys. They might as well be doing this to you. If you can hear that.
Yeah, you can. Well, you should. I wish you had your camera on you still, because that people do have to see that. Cody Kessler came in for a workout.
What does that mean as far as the Texans are concerned? Is he going to win a job? Or do they have questions about their backup quarterback?
Well, and AJ?
Yeah, well, is Cody Kessler an upgrade?
Well, asked about it, Tim Kelly was asked about three quarterbacks, and I don't think he gets to make that decision.
Well, if you think you might have a COVID issue that knocks a guy out for a week, you want to have a capable third guy around.
Well, I think you do need three, right, this year?
Yeah.
Even if it is Cody Kessler?
Did they open up or enlarge the rosters, or is it still going to be the same size?
No, I think it's bigger this year.
Okay.
I want to say 50. It's not 53. It's more, I think. I'm pretty sure it's more. And in the practice squad is more.
Yes, I do remember that.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure there's more than 53 roster size.
Practice squad was expanded from 10 to 12. I haven't found where the official game day roster will be, but at least certainly the practice size.
Well, it's 45, right?
Yeah, inactives. They're allowed to have 48 roster spots instead of 46, which was the maximum number of active game day players in the previous CBA.
Well, that was then. That just changed from 45 to 46.
So now it'll be 48.
48.
Yeah.
Is there more than 53, or is 53 still the number?
There was an increase in the number of players active on game day. So naturally, there will be it's still 53.
Still 53. Yeah. Okay. I don't understand the no,
neither do I
the inactive anyway.
Why wouldn't you just
there's a reason for it? So you I don't know. Are I they think they save money, but if you're not active on game day.
Yeah, do the inactives not get a full game check?
I don't know. I think they put it in a lot of guys' contracts that you have to be active. Bonus money. But, I mean, that's...
Why not?
That's a pittance for these guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, we really haven't... You think, does Dan Snyder keep his job? Does Dan Snyder, is he going to have to sell the team?
It feels like the only way, because we heard that the other owners for the Washington football team have wanted him gone. And he said, no, it's my team. Shut up. I'm keeping it. The NFL is going to, Roger Goodell is going to have to step in at the behest of the other owners. The other owners are going to have to get together and go, okay, this guy's got to go. And then Roger Goodell's got to be the bad guy and tell him, okay, you got to sell the team. Do you think the owners, the 31 other owners, can get together and do that?
Well, this is less than Jerry Richardson did.
It is.
I mean, and Jerry Richardson had to go. He wanted foot massages, and he liked to turn around so I could look at your jeans. He's trying to get his buddy laid by one of the cheerleaders.
And he's also – the organization is set up where they're using extra clips from a photo shoot for his whatever.
For a personal video.
Yeah, for him. The organization –
Now, Daniel Snyder, he created this environment, or at least he cultivated it by not – And oh, by the way, apparently there was one HR person, and the HR person, when a complaint came from an intern, the HR person said, hey, this is a male environment that you just got to put up with it. Either, you put up with it or you leave. And she said, I left.
Yeah.
That's your HR person?
Well, he probably, why would that HR person be any different from everyone else doing things? And it's the way the organization was set up.
No, you entitled this entire... I'm telling you. And, well, here's the great thing for Dan Snyder. Dan Snyder has called for an investigation, and he hired the investigator. Yeah. Mm.
So he had someone investigate himself.
And right.
Yeah.
Well, here's the deal, though. I think the NFL said, nah, we'll do the investigating here.
Don't you worry about that. Why hasn't this come up for vote yet? Why haven't they decided with emergency? Didn't the Jerry Richardson thing happen rather quickly?
Yeah, but this again, I think you got to have the investigation. Once the investigation is completed, then
Do you think they'll have a different name and logo before? Or excuse me, which happens first? Daniel Snyder gone or new name and logo?
Daniel Snyder gone.
Because the name and logo won't happen until next year. So you think he's gone before
March,
whenever they get the new name and logo.
I think it could happen relatively quickly for him.
You would think they've had enough.
Yeah, by the way.
They're not a model franchise. Not like they're
model
they're,
franchise.
They're not like they're winning on the field where you can, things are crappy internally, but they do put together a good product. They're an embarrassment on and off the field.
Yeah. Honestly, aren't they? Are they the worst franchise?
When you add in everything put together?
Yeah. I think it's them, the Jets. The Lions have been there.
Mm-hmm.
But the Lions have actually won a little bit.
And the Lions haven't been like an embarrassment off the field.
Right.
The Jets have had internal issues, nothing to the extent of this. It's a Redskins-Jets battle, I feel like, for the worst franchise in the NFL right now.
Yeah. No, I think the Redskins win.
With their off the field stuff, yeah. Add it all together.
Yeah, plus the name and the debacle that's been.
Yeah, they're the biggest blight on the NFL right now.
Yeah, I can certainly see dude not getting through. No, I don't think he gets through this, especially since he's in it. If it would have all been happening and it's a lack of institutional control, okay. Yeah. But he's an active participant
in
this thing.
That was the initial thought that Daniel Snyder, he had fostered this type of environment, but he wasn't directly involved in things. Now we hear he's getting supercuts of cheerleaders naked because...
No, I don't know that he got that, though.
I thought Larry Merchant made it for him. Not Larry Merchant. What's his name?
Larry Michael.
Larry Michaels made it for him.
I don't think... Did he make it for him or for himself? I thought Larry Michael made it for himself.
It said Daniel Snyder gets... The headline was about him getting the video.
Oh. Okay. I didn't see that. What I saw was Daniel Snyder trying to pimp out his buddy.
No, that happened.
Pimp out the cheerleader.
The report, Washington created lewd videos for Snyder. Those videos were for him.
Oh, well, that's even, yeah. No, that's the nail.
Yeah, I don't know how you survived
that. I understand you're trying to get your buddy laid, but I get
it. You sure
you
want to say that?
Well, yeah.
Say you understand, but you don't condone it. Well, let's see.
How hot was she?
That wasn't where I wanted you to clean it up. I wanted you to say, I understand that, but I don't condone it. Even that's not great, but it's better than what you just said. How hot was she?
That's the question.
No, it isn't. Not the question for a normal person.
I'm pretty sure that's always the question.
You're the only...
Could he help himself? I don't know.
Ooh, stop. Stop with the can he help himself. You're the only person... I'm trying to figure out if there's another host in all of radio, particularly in a major market, who is going to look. There's a question. Was she uncontrollably hot? Don't do the... Well... Nah. I mean, I am one who will talk about, like, washing the head, and you were mentioning undercarriage, and I still am uncomfortable with what you're doing right now.
Have we seen a picture of her? No.
Please.
That's all
I'm
saying.
I'm not in there, because Lance would be in there. There's a direct person telling you not to do it. I know I'm through glass. It feels like maybe it's not as serious. Stop. Let's move on to something else.
Okay.
Let's talk about social injustice again, because that gets everyone on the same side.
Everybody loves that.
Yeah.
Especially Lamont.
Yeah. Well,
Lamont loves social justice.
Yeah, now I'm Mr. Black, apparently.
You're Mr. Black.
Yeah, in a condescending tone.
And apparently we're too woke for one of our listeners. Me and Lance are too. And you know what? Team Jamel.
You know, well, you must have saw what she
I've been woke for a while, buddy.
Did you see what she tweeted?
No. Yeah,
she said, I thought you were Team Jamel. You didn't see it? She said, well.
I was busy.
Doing what?
Social justicing.
I see that. She said, COVID's not going to stop sports. Racism is. It is pretty interesting that all these leagues found a way to, in some way, shape, or form, beat COVID, beat a pandemic, and get their sports leagues back. But you know what we couldn't do? This country couldn't stop shooting black people. So now there may be an indefinite pause. Not in the MLS and baseball, but the NBA is legitimately considering not playing anymore because you know what? The country decided shooting black people isn't a thing we're taking off the menu.
Yeah. Well, how are you going to shoot? Again?
I know.
Again, how the hell are you supposed to control one idiot?
You can't. But
it's, look at the Isle of Capri stuck under the bridge.
It's under I-10.
It's under I-10. Holy crap. That is unbelievable. 1013 ESPN 97.5. If you want to get it, come on. 713-780-3776.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Throw Shade Thursday's coming up in 13 minutes. Right now, start thinking about the shade that you want to throw. Okay? 713-780-3776, the shade that you need to throw. All right, let's go. So that'll be at 10:30, 13 minutes from now. So if you're looking for a great way to vent, this is the best way to talk about your loved one or your best friend or something. Maybe you slept with your best friend's wife. You feel bad about it. Maybe she wasn't very good. I don't know.
And you decide to use the station as a way to vent.
Right.
What?
It wasn't as good as you thought it was going
to
be.
How insulting would it be to your friend if not only did you sleep with his wife, but it turns out you let him know she's not that great?
Yeah.
Look,
well, she was that's selling what shade's for.
She was.
You can't refute it either.
She was giving me something, at least telling me something, and I felt and I bought in. So I feel lied to.
Right. Right.
Why didn't you tell me she wasn't that great?
Right. It's like, you know, getting that toy and looks great and then it doesn't work. And you're like, boy, this toy looks great, but it just doesn't work.
Man, that toy just lays there.
Yeah.
This sucks.
That's all. I mean, it's supposed to do something.
No. Get new batteries.
Will Wade was a big beneficiary yesterday of the basketball shutting down. Will Wade is the LSU head basketball coach. And I had this discussion, and I got more confirmation. If you're a 4 or 5-star basketball or football player, you are getting paid, brother. Someone is going to offer you money. And there are plenty of times, and you may be a good kid, and from a good family, but at some point somebody's going to say, hey, you know, we can hook you up with a little over here, with this, with that, ba-bing, ba-bom, whatever you're looking for, what you need to come here. So, but buddies of mine, oh, college coaches don't do that. You don't know anything about it.
Who's your buddy who thinks that's the case?
No. I got a couple of buddies that are actually in AAU. That's not how it works. That's not what happens. You think coaches are paying? You're an idiot. We'll wait 11 guys.
Yeah, and there's there's a documentary detailing.
Yeah, the
coaches
scheme.
Talking about
yes
the money being exchanged.
Yeah,
they are aware. They may not be handing the checks or the bags of money over directly, but they know about them.
They know. And an assistant coach was just talking about, and man, I had to get out of this place. It's crazy how it's a bidding war. And if you start at 120 grand and that ain't going to get it done because somebody's going to come up and they're going to go, oh no, we got more for that kid for that. We got more for you, son. Come here. And then the head coach is all pissed off because you didn't bid enough. It's like John Clay Wolf bidding for cars. It's like, hey, I got a guarantee that I'm giving you the most. I'm going to give the most. Give me the bag.com. That's what it is.
You're not wrong. I just imagine that's a very, well, I don't know. Is it a very stressful thing to not only be bidding against other coaches for players, but to make it so that you're not caught? That feels like a weight I don't want any part of. Like, not only do you have to be a good coach, you also have to make sure all your dealings the NCAA doesn't like aren't found out.
Yeah. Oh, you got to be a sneak.
Yeah.
I mean, you tell me, Calipari, really? Bill Self. Bill Self's in trouble again.
Yeah.
Bill Self.
It is kind of maybe not astounding that Calipari hasn't had the same type of clear and definite, okay, we've got Calipari on tape, or we've got emails, or we're tracking this. He doesn't have that. He doesn't have the Sean Miller, Will Wade thing. Like, it's clear and evident. Now he had not since he's been at Kentucky. Like, we know Memphis had a Final Four removed, but we haven't seen Calipari talking about securing John Wall name whatever star you want to name.
Yeah, he also had UMass.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, he's found a better way of getting things done.
Right.
Kentucky.
No, he's really, really good at it. And I think at one point, Nick may have been really good at it, but he doesn't have to anymore. But it's like the mafia that gets into legal businesses. How'd you make that money? No, I don't want to talk about that. I ain't talking about that. I'm legal now.
Yeah.
Yeah. My whole business is legal now. We're legit.
That was Michael Corleone.
Yeah.
That was his final goal, to be legitimate.
To get legit. And you know what?
They kept pulling him back in, though, John.
Well, and you don't think Nick Saban is Michael Corleone?
Well, I think Coach Saban, as the people in Alabama would call him, it's far enough removed where he doesn't need to be told what things are being done to secure the best of the best. He's at a point where, don't talk to me about that. Just make sure we get our guys, okay?
But Will Wade can't possibly He can't. It was amazing that he came back after the first time with the FBI wiretaps, and that they didn't fire him then.
Why hasn't LSU said anything? I know the report became a public thing, but I'm sure they knew about what was going on. Are they just going to wait?
Listen, he's probably their best chance of winning any basketball games. They gotta fill up that arena.
That's fine.
The Maravich Center. So, they got to fill it up.
So they, but when the NCAA hands down their verdict and it says, hey, you guys knew about this and you didn't even take – they're going to have to take the step of getting rid of him just to save the program.
Yeah.
So when are they going
to
do that?
And he has been extremely uncooperative, according to this article.
Yeah, he's been – all right, prove it.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not helping you at all. Most universities capitulate and go – sure, we're going to help you through this because we're afraid of what you will do to us if you get there on your own. Well, Wade's like, you ain't pressing me.
Mm-mm.
Prove your case. And apparently they have.
Well, yeah. And they have not. Well, prove your case. We need you to turn over. And he hasn't turned over records that he was supposed to forever. And they're like, dude, you're just making it worse. But you, LSU, you can't keep him. You just can't. I mean, you can find that. And oh, by the way, your program is probably not going to have any postseason bids for a few years now because of Will Wade.
Yeah. Now, clearly, last year there was no postseason tournament, but his second year there, they made it to a Sweet 16, went 15-2 in conference, finished first in the division. So yeah,
that's why.
That is why you want to keep him around, but I don't know how much longer you can unless you want the program buried under the ground with no real opportunity to come back.
Love Will Wade. Will Wade is saying, you know what? Yeah, maybe you got your little investigation, but I ain't going to be part of it.
He's already been suspended. He was suspended 5 games in that 18-19 year.
Yep, and at the end of the season, yeah.
He came back. It's like, y'all ain't going to do nothing to me.
All right, so here's the deal. Throw Shade Thursday. Now, we got to be strong. You people have been, I have not seen anyone lazier than you people. But when we have a good, I mean, we've had some really, really good ones. If this is crap, you know, then I'm just going to have, then we'll, you know what, you're going to have to pay the consequences.
Oh.
Right? So let's go. Throw Shade Thursday. Who wronged you? Who offended you? Who do you, would you like to tell that they need to, I mean, honestly. If you've got anything, let's say you didn't sleep with how about your wife slept with your buddy? Then you got to tell. You got to tell, hey, you got to throw shade at her because that's unacceptable behavior. So if you have any issues whatsoever, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
713-780-3776. What shade do you need to throw? Who wronged you? Who was definitely... It's somebody who needs to catch some. Let's go. 713-780-3776. Dell, are you ready?
Let's throw some shade.
This is Throw Shade Thursday, brought to you by GiveMeTheVin.com.
All right. Let's get it started with Tommy. Tommy, you're first up. Is this Tommy Stark?
Good morning, gentlemen. How's it going? It's Tommy Stark here.
Hey, Tommy.
Hey, this week's shade that I wanted to throw is at Dale for turning himself into a cuck. You know, he could have gone over there and helped his neighbor out, you know, with the weak D. He could have properly taken care of that woman, but, you know, he decided to make himself a cuck. So, shade throw.
Yeah, he just sat back and listened.
I'm not going to refute. I will explain what he's talking about because I don't know if everyone heard it. The station provided a hotel for me just in case things got bad in my area so I could make it into work. I was staying in a hotel room not that far away from here, and I was awoken, or sex got me awake, but not my own personal sex. The people in the other room were having sex, and it was a, let's just say, a weak variety of sex.
Hmm.
So now I am a cuck because I didn't go over there.
Well, you were listening. You weren't watching, but you were listening.
Yeah, I wasn't watching.
I have to agree. You can't refute.
I'm not refuting. All I want to do is explain where that
Del the
came
cuck.
From.
Del the cuck.
I will refute that. That is not my name.
Jose, what's up? Hey, Jose.
Yeah, this is him.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, yeah, I want to throw some shade to President Trump for not sending those airplanes near those hurricanes, the hurricane that just hit us on Lake Charles.
Yeah, yeah.
Make some shade.
He didn't send the nuclear weapons in there?
Yeah, he did say, can't we stop a hurricane by bombing it?
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't do that.
Yeah.
Jose makes a point.
I guess he does. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. I'm going to throw a little shade at CNN. CNN has got a guy standing in front of fires in Kenosha, Wisconsin. And the headline reads underneath, you know, the caption underneath the reporter reads, fiery but mostly peaceful protests after police shooting. There's a giant building burning. I'm not sure that that's all that peaceful, CNN. Well,
no, this particular building's on fire, but everything else is fine.
No.
It's one
pretty
instance.
Sure not everything
yeah,
else is fine.
Yeah, considering also a man shot, I think, three protesters, killing two of them. Not even a man. A 17-year-old boy did it. So I don't know how... When was this? When did you see this? This yesterday?
This was... I don't know if it was yesterday. What day is this?
Yeah, but there has been nothing...
10 hours ago.
There's been nothing peaceful about what's going on there, whether you are talking about the initial protesting or, you know, a kid being able to open fire on people and kill them.
But this is, yeah, this is definitely, I mean, you want to talk about one side on the Fox News, devastating fires taking over Kenosha as violence erupts and everyone is in critical danger. And then, that's mostly peaceful over here on CNN side.
Well,
yeah.
I guess it all depends on what you're watching.
Hey, Mito. ¿Qué pasó?
Hey. I need to say that the injury bug that's attacking Houston, Verlander, Alvarez, Bregman, Westbrook. Y'all might as well throw Fuller in the mix, too, for this year, man. Say throw that damn injury bug.
Make some shit.
I don't know if it's something that's contagious, but it certainly is. It definitely has grasped the city and has a hold on us. Oh, Kiki. Oh, by the way, Kiki's out. Yeah.
Well, does anyone really care about that one, though?
Well, yeah. Kiki never gets hurt. Oh, wait.
Always.
Well, yeah, he's got a stress fracture in his foot.
Whew.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good luck
a minor
making...
one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is he going to make the team?
Can't tell right now.
I feel like no is a favorite.
La raza, ¿qué pasó, mijo?
Rest in peace, Rahizi.
Delvencito! Patres.
Gentlemen, good morning. Hey, I want to say my thoughts and prayers to everybody in Beaumont, the affecting area over there in the Golden Triangle, man. Thoughts and prayers. Hopefully everybody made it out safe, man. But here's my shade for 2020, man. 2020 has been a crazy year, gentlemen. You know, it's been up and down with all these, you know, incidents going on. But the biggest incident was giving Josh Ennis a show. And then we find out one of the most tragic things he does is take a bath with his dog, butt-ass naked. Thank you, Josh. And it's now I can't take that image off my head, man. Shade thrown to you, buddy.
Make some shade.
That's a thing?
I didn't hear that.
No, that's foul. Forget about his initial, John. I can't refute it one way or the other. But the Josh being on the air. The bath with a dog.
Bath with a dog?
No, sir. We got We got someone who would know. Did Josh say he takes baths with dogs? His dog? That's a yes from the producer. Ew. Huh. That's foul.
He takes baths with his dogs?
Ugh. You mean the dog that I don't know how often he cleans his dog, but how often do you clean your dog? Once a week? Once? Just depends on if they get dirty?
I don't know. I don't know.
That's gross is what it is.
713-780-3776. You got some shade? You got some shade? Dell?
Nah.
You ain't got nothing?
I'm good.
With that weak D in the next room, nothing?
Well, I will say, I mean, if you're going to have sex in a hotel room, and, you know, because it's not a public place, but there's a real chance someone's going to hear you. You can't be having intermittent D, where in some instances for 5 seconds, the girl appears to be enjoying it, and then there's 20 seconds of silence because either you can't handle it or you're tired. It was a little weak. The weak D was apparent. And it lasted for about, at least, I don't know how long they were doing it for because it woke me up. But after that, it was about a 3-minute thing. Man, you can't come. You can't. If you're going to do stuff in a hotel,
bring it.
And if you're going to wake me up, give me a show.
Yeah, chances are you're in a hotel because you can't do it at home.
Yeah. On a random Wednesday night.
For whatever
reason. It's a random Wednesday night. unless you are evacuating, maybe you're not with someone you're supposed to be with.
Yeah.
And you provided a weak performance for a captive audience who wasn't asleep anymore. Weak ass D.
You know, some girls are noisier than others, though.
Well, she was vocal at some points, then there was complete silence. Which makes me think.
Enough to wake you up.
Initially. And then you went 35 seconds without anything going on. So I feel like he was like, all right, I got to take a break.
Well, got to ease up on this.
Then I keep going, take another break.
Well, but he had her on the edge, right, for a little while.
The term edging does not apply to a minute 30 of action. That's all.
That doesn't apply?
No. He did not have her on the edge.
All right, y'all were weak today.
Yeah, just like that guy in the other
weak
room.
Weak D. You guys brought weak shade today. I'm disgusted with all of you. All right? All of you. You're all sitting there in the car. Getting Josh. Okay, thanks. And then you just sit there, a lump, bunch of lumps. So there are some stories out here, though, that we have to. We might as well. Okay. Favorite French fries by each state. Most popular fast food fries in every state.
Oh, look at someone calling in.
I don't care. Most popular. How about this? Like, what would you imagine Texas is?
I mean, I imagine it's Whataburger.
It's Whataburger.
But it's not a great fry.
I like their fries.
You do?
Yeah.
Over McDonald's?
I like McDonald's fries now. Don't get me wrong.
You would rank your fries.
I can go either of those.
Okay.
I can go either of
have
those.
Have you had Five Guys fries before?
I have.
The Cajun version?
Yeah, they're okay. They're too soggy for me.
Okay.
I could go Whataburger, but I'm wishy-washy on this one. Man, something is wrong with, who is this? I can't even tell. I know that's Mississippi. Is that Arkansas? Yeah. Is that Arkansas there? Yeah. Burger King. Wow.
I don't remember the last time I've been to a Burger King. We've had this talk before.
Yeah.
I mean, they've changed their fries a couple times. But I don't know what they taste like because I don't go to Burger King.
How about Louisiana's Popeyes, but that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Florida's Chick-fil-A. Okay. All right. You like the waffle fries. That's fine. Tennessee is Wendy's. Okay. Arby's. I like their.
I like Checkers. I remember I was introduced to Checkers when I went to when I was visiting family in Florida when I was young. Or Rallies, depending on what part of the country you're in, I guess. They have a seasoned Cajun-y type fry that I'm a fan of.
I don't know it. Never had it. But Arby's, their curly fries are good. McDonald's dominates a lot of the states. Their fries are top. But Mississippi and Alabama are Taco Bell. Do they even have fries? They have French fries at Taco Bell?
I thought that was a new thing for them. Like they were trying it out, but maybe it's a it's been a thing for them for a
while. I've never heard of that.
Neither have I. I know they've had like I don't remember French fries being a thing at Taco Bell. I don't go to Taco Bell anymore, but they do have Taco Bell fries. Let's see. Yeah, they've had them for a bit now.
Yeah?
I guess so.
I had no idea. And the last time, I can't tell you the last time I was at a Taco Bell.
Well, they're called nacho fries. I guess they provide you with nacho cheese sauce to dip your fries in.
Oh.
So maybe that's what
it nacho is. Fries. Yeah. Those are my fries. Nacho fries.
Well, that's not a credit to you that you just did that. Right? I haven't heard that since like the sixth grade.
Nacho fries.
I get it, John.
Okay, Steak and Shake in Illinois. Never even visited a Steak and Shake when I lived there. No. Bojangles, though, in Carolina.
I can't, as much as that name can be problematic for people, I can't hate on Bojangles because I went there. The only time I've ever been was in, I went to Georgia for a wedding. And their spicy chicken biscuit, magnifique.
Was it?
Yeah, it's really good. They are big into the breakfast biscuit game. You can get sausage biscuit. The biscuit is great. Look, as much as I love Chick-fil-A, the biscuit's questionable from time to time. Sometimes it's too doughy. The biscuit at Bojangles can't be touched. And you throw a fried chicken, spicy chicken breast in there, it's perfect.
Man, but Bojangles, how you like that name?
I'm not a huge fan, but I look past it. If you've noticed, despite Chick-fil-A's previous statements, I found a way to look past some of their things because they're sandwich. If you got a spicy chicken anything, I can probably look past a lot of the things
Chick-fil-A,
you do.
Chick-fil-A, you look past.
Bojangles
look past. Papa John's, not so much.
I don't look past Papa John's because the pizza's not great.
Yeah,
if the pizza was great, I'd feel differently. But
they got something out now where you dip the pizza in.
Have you seen the Picadillo?
Is that it?
I'll look it up, but I did see
it. But it looked like
yesterday.
A thin crust thing.
Did it fold over?
Yes.
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it tempting you?
It does. It looks tempting. Oh, it looks like I can almost eat it. It's almost something out of Papa John's that you can actually eat.
Maybe the Texans can send you and you'll be a big Texans fan.
There you have. 1042 ESPN 97.5. News of the Weird next.
This is ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. News of the Weird coming your way here right now. So, apparently... do you do this? Do you ever watch a movie in your car while you're driving?
I haven't gone to that extent. I've watched like a YouTube clip or something.
Oh.
And I'm not all that proud of it, but I've done that. But I've never gone on a long trip and just watched a movie.
We do that.
I know. You've told us. You've told those stories.
We watch movies on the trip. You put it, on your Bluetooth and you...
Yeah.
And you watch the movie and it's good.
But I understand it for the non-driver.
Well, right, but I'm driving, and you look over every once in a while.
Is it someone holding up just an iPad?
Put the iPad in the middle.
Yeah, I got you.
And you watch a movie.
Yeah.
Or your favorite TV shows.
Understood.
Well, this guy was driving his Tesla, and he put it on autopilot. Autopilot is not going to stop you from hitting a cop car.
Why not?
I don't know why not.
If it's autopilot, the part of it is I don't have to drive it.
Right. But apparently it doesn't always work. And while he's watching a movie, he ran into a cop car.
So what is the stance for, I guess you get charged with whatever the terminology is for not having control of your vehicle, but then why is Tesla allowed to make cars that can go on autopilot?
I don't know this. You think that's going to be foolproof? That you don't have to do anything?
No, I would never trust it. Because even in those futuristic movies where it's apparently the norm, those cars can get controlled and do things that that are hurtful. So I would never trust it. But why are cars allowed to be made that way if they're not foolproof?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you this. My Expedition, it will slow down. It will come all the way to stop if I'm on cruise control. I can't steer. It won't steer itself, but it will stop. If I get within, if I've got it on, let's say I've got 71, which is what I do on 72 on the highway, when it's 60, 70 in that neighborhood, if I come up on another car, it'll slow down. It'll come all the way to a stop.
If you get too close?
Yeah.
I've never really used cruise control on the new car I have, but I do know that.
Oh, I can't. I use it in the neighborhood.
In the neighborhood?
Yeah. Yeah, I love cruise control.
I like having feet on the pedals and controlling it that way. So whatever that's about. But I've never really used cruise control, and I don't think my car has the capability of just coming to a complete stop. It'll throw out the warning. It'll put out an alert, not just a visual one. It'll have a sounder. But I just don't trust autopilot cars. I'm good. Let me drive it. I'll trust myself before I trust the computer.
Apparently, that researchers have found that a woman on a flight out of Italy, 300 South Koreans evacuated from Italy at the height of the coronavirus pandemic, she caught her coronavirus from the toilet seat. It was determined that the toilet was shared by passengers sitting nearby, including an asymptomatic patient. She was seated three rows away from the asymptomatic patient.
So we know that. Well, at least we've been told coronavirus can be transmitted through droplets.
Right.
So how? But
maybe she left some droplets.
I thought you had to inhale or they have to.
Maybe she was looking at the toilet. You don't know.
Yeah. So how do you get it from the toilet seat? Did she put her mouth on the toilet seat?
Can it get? Well, what about that challenge? Lick the toilet seat.
In the time of Corona, someone's still doing that.
Wasn't that the?
It was a thing, but I think it happened before Corona. Can the coronavirus, if there are droplets on a toilet seat, be your body can take it in through just skin? I don't understand it.
Yeah. I don't know. You don't know that she didn't lick. Hey, did you lick the toilet? Yeah. Okay, well, then that's probably where you got it.
Yeah, if you decided to do that.
Yeah. Apparently now there is an ISIS bride revealed that due to economic hardship, she was forced to sell her prized ISIS wedding gift, an AK-47. Have you ever given the bride and groom an AK-47 for their wedding?
No, I give them a number to a divorce lawyer. No, an AK-47. No, I don't know. I don't have one for myself. I'm not going to give one to someone.
But
no.
That's a nice gift.
Did the bride and the groom put it on their registry?
I don't know that they had a registry per se.
Have you been to a?
I'm looking at the wedding picture. She's got her AK-47.
No, let me ask you the question. You've been to more weddings than me. Have you ever seen a registry that had an AK-47 as an option?
I really haven't. But I mean, if that's what they want, that's what they get. Here's your AK-47. Okay, thanks.
Was it gold plated?
No, just an AK-47. I mean, what bride doesn't want that?
Was she given the ammo, or was it like one of those gifts as a kid when they give you the gift, but they don't provide the batteries?
Well,
did she get clips too?
I would imagine she got some clips. There's clips laying around.
I'm just saying, don't give an
AK. She's in ISIS. There's clips laying around.
No, but if you're given a gift of an AK, make sure you give them clips.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't make them go out and find the clips themselves.
Yeah. I don't disagree with that. So apparently, since they don't have theaters opening near them, California resident Tyler Tompkins booked a plane ride to see Tenet. He went round trip flight from Los Angeles to Austin. Well, he took Spirit Airlines, so
that's a little there's rough. That.
It set him back $220 round trip from L.A. That's Spirit for you. Would you take a three-hour trip to Austin?
To see
it's more like 3.5 hours to see Tenet.
No.
Would you drive to Austin?
No. I've driven to Austin for an entertainment.
What's the furthest you would drive?
For a movie or just anything?
Yeah. for a movie.
The distance from my house to AMC 30, so that's probably about
what's it
35 minutes.
You haven't gone. You don't go to any other theaters. You won't go to any other theaters.
I won't drive. Like, I live in Lake City. I'm not driving. I won't drive here for a movie that isn't being played someplace else. I mean, if I'm working and I can just stop by, but I'm not going to, on a Friday night, drive here to see a movie.
Right. You won't do that.
I'm not going to Greenway Plaza.
You're not doing that.
From my house to see a movie. No, I'm not doing that.
French are up in arms over their right to bear boobs. Despite there being no national law against women going topless in France, police still recently asked a group of ladies to cover up.
See, I haven't sided with you on your France hate, but now I am. If there's no law and they want to do what they want, let them do it. What's the problem?
It depends how they look.
No, see, this is always the issue with you.
To me, those cops might have been right. I'm going to have to see
no
photographic evidence on
no,
this.
No, we cannot discriminate.
Hey, listen. You can keep those out.
You cannot discriminate on
those you
got to
put away.
Your level of what you deem attractive. No. Hmm. If the law isn't on the books and they decide they want to do that, let them do it.
I don't know. I'm just saying. You sure you want to see all of them?
It's not really about what I want to see. It's about what the law says they can do. If the law says they can do it, do it.
Hmm.
And then I will make a determination about what I want to see. I can always walk in a different direction.
Apparently, as you get older, this survey says boomers are looking for love, and they really don't. They care a lot less about looks. I think that's stupid. I think that's a stupid survey.
I would say that they didn't survey men like you, because it would have been a completely different
that outcome.
Maybe some boomers are done with the superficialness of looks and are just looking for a companion.
It's not superficial. It's like, got to wake up every day.
Look, you're talking to the guy who says...
He ain't waking up every day to the same woman.
Yeah, no, I didn't say... That's not what I meant. I'm just saying that what you look like when I wake up next to you is a very big deal.
Yeah.
Because that is you at your... I won't say at your worst, but at your most natural.
Yeah.
That's important, at least for me, as a shallow, non-married man.
Yes. No, it can be a shallow married man, too.
Well, there that is, too. It's very important to me. But I'm not a boomer. So maybe at some point, the looks are like, look, I just want someone I can talk to.
Nah.
According to those boomers.
Nah. Need something I can get excited about. 1055 ESPN 97.5. We're done. The press box is next right here. Don't you go anywhere.
What do one of the world's top food cities, a nationally celebrated zoo and science museum, and a Condé Nast Traveler Top 10 Best Big City in the Country have in common? Yes, it's Columbus. This isn't just a stop on the map. It's where award-winning flavors, unforgettable family moments, and big city buzz come together. Let's be honest. Columbus is turning heads. For top-of-the-line discoveries in your own backyard, visit experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.